supervisors will all come into session. Supervisor Cruz or Julia, if you'd like to begin.
Ready to begin?
Of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And the board will be convening only as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors this morning. Let's do a roll call. Supervisor Kopp?
Present.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
I'm here.
Supervisor Chris.
Present.
Supervisor Ogren.
Present.
And Supervisor Kopsa.
Here.
Thank you.
I know we have a representative from Congressman LaMotta's office, Erin Ryan. She is here somewhere. Is there anyone from Senator Daley's office or Assemblywoman Daley's office? Just want to make sure we recognize you if you're here. All right. We'll start with item three, presentations from the public. Now, just so that you all understand, this is a little different than normal because this is a special meeting. It's limited to items that are on the agenda only, nothing else, so that you're aware of that. Person speaking during public comment will be limited to 3 minutes, or depending on the number of people wishing to speak, it may be reduced to allow all members of the public the opportunity to address the board. Except as otherwise provided by law, no action or discussion will be conducted on any item not appearing on the agenda. Special meeting comments are limited to those items on the agenda. Government Code Section 54954.3. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record. Prior to providing your comments, please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments to individual supervisors or staff are not permitted. So with that, I see this is, so we have a lot of public comments in-house. Those of you that may be online, I would suggest that if you're going to make a public comment on an item on the agenda today, that you put your hand up now so that that will help keep it efficient getting who is going to be speaking so that we're not fighting the technology. So there is a timer. I know that those of you online may not be able to hear that. So Ms. Wendy, our clerk, will be indicating time verbally so that you will be able to hear that. I would ask that you do keep it within 3 minutes since there is quite a few today that are going to be speaking. And it'll get us through this so that everybody can be heard. So if I cut you off after 3 minutes, it's not to be disrespectful to anyone, but I want to be respectful of the time for everyone to be able to speak. Okay, are we ready? We're going to start out with Sheila Meamber. Good morning.
Good morning. I have copies here. Do you want me to...
Sure, you can leave them in.
My name is Sheila Meamber. My husband and I own and operate a ranch in Montague, California. In 2010, the people of Siskiyou County voted on an advisory measure by almost 80% to keep the dams in. Here we are 14 years later witnessing the unbelievable. I think many thought it would not happen, and as a result, many have let their guard down. But there were red flags along the way. Paul Hauser, former science advisor for the Bureau of Reclamation, visited Siskiyou County in 2012, speaking at the Siskiyou County Fairgrounds and later with the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. He had filed a complaint against the Department of Interior as a whistleblower because he did not agree with the position the Interior Department had taken on the dams and dared to speak out. In other words, the decision to take the dams out was purely a political one. Many citizens of Siskiyou County voiced their opposition to taking the dams out at public meetings that were held here and writing letters to FERC, some backed up by their own scientific studies, which were conducted at their own expense. The letters stated that the cost of taking out the dams would be prohibitive and, ironically enough, predicted the consequences that could occur, which we are now experiencing. I would like to quote some paragraphs from one of the letters that was written at that time and how prophetic it was. And due to the time that a limiting 3 minutes. I'm just going to help us select the ones that I feel that are most pertinent. It makes no sense to remove the dams, not knowing the final outcome of turning loose all the sediment that is stored beneath, behind the dams, the 20 million yards. Historically, the fish really went past J.C. Boyle Dam, formerly known as Salt Case Big Bend anyway. Most seem to agree that the cost of such a project will be considerable and one of the biggest dam removal projects in the county, if not in the world. If the dams are taken out, the river will still have algae and excessive nutrients to feed the algae, which is why the Regional Water Quality Control Board would not assess issue a 401 permit to release the dams. If this dam removal project doesn't work out, who is going to be liable? Not the KRRC, a shell corporation. No amount of money will restore people's livelihoods, increase in electricity rates will occur, people's wells will dry up, homes and businesses will be prone to flooding, potential loss of water source for fire protection, property devaluation, and all other property owners, farmers, and ranchers affected will be forced to make up for the loss if this experiment fails. This was partially written by my son, Brett Meamber. John Boyle is his great-great uncle. Thank you.
Thank you. Tony Holly's next. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Tony Holly. I live in Hornbrook, KRCE. Last meeting, you requested that I bring in a copy of the bill for our water well testing, so I'm here to submit that today. We tried to do it last week, but there was nobody to take it. And the only other thing that I have a question about, and I know it's been brought up a couple of times, is KRRC's seems to have the only responsibility of 15 miles down the river. And I know there's sediment down there that's having the same cause and effect as it is on the upper part of the river. But since they are, one way or another, only responsible for 15 miles, what about the other 240 miles of river inhabitants, wildlife, including out in the ocean now, as it seems, because crabs are dying. Who's responsible for that? Who's going to be responsible for the cleanup of the silt that is going downriver? Because they keep saying, well, we put more water in upriver to wash the silt downriver. Well, downriver is a long way, and they keep wanting to make the point of the L-way. Well, now, as it turns out, like 12 years down the line, after the L-way bridge or dam was taken care of, only now, this year, are fish being allowed to being taken out of a 24-mile stretch of river. Now, 24 miles for the fish to come back is a lot different than 250 miles of leftover silt. The holes that we were told would be deep enough to put buckets in for fire suppression have now been filled up with this silt. There's no holes on there. There was some gentlemen went down the river in drift boats, and the holes that were there that were deep enough for buckets are all filled in. So where is our fire suppression going to be? There's no lake, there's no river, and again, it's a paradise waiting to happen. One way in, one way out, no water. So on that, I don't know who I submit this to.
Thank you
very much.
Questions may come up that you might be able to answer when you do your presentation, that would be helpful. Okay, thank you. Beatrice Likens. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for coming out here. Beatrice Likens, Klamath River, riverfront property, front row seat of this disaster. Start measuring the levels of metals. Start measuring the air quality. We know the measurement of the toll of the animals, which is enormous and in the billions. What we can't measure, black on white, in words or in statistics, or in percentage, or any other human-made measurement tool, is the pain in our hearts, the ill feeling in our stomachs every time we see another animal die or dead the beaver yesterday that I saw for the first time. We the people pay for this disaster over and over and over. With tax money we earned with blood, sweat, and tears. With gas money to attend all the meetings. All this while they make money. We pay your salary. You work for us. We demand an emergency declaration because of measured and unmeasured reasons. We need you, Board of Supervisors, to do what is right for us, the people, and to do what is right also in your heart. Thank you, Board of Supervisors.
Jackson, and I'm from Montague, and I just want to make a comment about how bad the river is. We took some people down the river last Wednesday, and there is a hole that my husband and I have fished for 40 years. That hole used to be 20 feet deep. It is now 2 feet deep, filled with silt. We got stuck in the mud trying to get our truck or our boat out. We had to literally hook a chain to our boat, pull it up on dry land in order to get our boat out of that water. The muck was so bad. It is your duty to protect the citizens of this county. This is a disaster. And it's not only a disaster, but it kills my heart. My husband, who's fished that river since he was 6 years old, when he died, he wanted to be cremated and put in that river. That is how important that river is to my family. I would no more put him in that cesspool now than to fly to the moon. It's sickening, it's sad, and I lay awake at night thinking about what we used to have and what we have now. And it is disgusting. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
To me about the state of emergency. Thank you so much. My name is Ann Noel. I'm the director for KRCE, also known as Klamath River Country Estates. We support the state of emergency resolution. Our campground, the Association Common Area, has been impacted by the unsafe sediment and water. Because of the health risks to humans, we are posting warning signs to stay out of the river. Most campers come to enjoy the river, swimming, fishing, rafting. My concern is, when will it be okay to use the river? KRRC continues to shame us for being so short-sighted. It is only the short term, they tell us. Well, how long is short term? Someone posted that on Facebook that KRRC's plan determines that short term is about 9 months. If this is true, summer will be over, and we will lose revenue helping to maintain our common area. CDFW used short term to describe the sediment evaluation evacuation expected in the letter to the board responding to the letter you sent them, and that it depends on the water year type. That's interesting. Tina Bartlett used this phrase, short term, 3 times in 3 sentences in the first paragraph
of her letter back to the board. She finally admits the department lacks the ability to provide any assurances regarding the fish. Our road contractor cannot use the water, we have water rights in two locations along the river, for maintaining our dirt roads. We cannot use the water for irrigation of our campground right now. Our lines are buried in sediment. If we try to pump for watering, will the sediment plug our sprinkler lines? Is the water safe to use on the lawn that the children and families will be using? Short term, long term, what about now? Today, next week, in June and July, when families are picnicking and camping, what does the long term science study say about when we can use our have our recreation back? When will the river be safe again? Until the river is safe, it's a state of emergency. Thank you.
Double
teamed here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susan Wallace, KRCD, Horn Brook. Anne brought up a lot of the subjects that we are concerned about there, and speaking in terms of the association itself. We definitely support a state of emergency because we can't pay for the cleanup. We can't afford it ourselves either. So currently, we're working with, I had to say that term, working with. We're meeting with KRRC. They don't work with us. They only meet because for some reason they think they have to. And that's the only time they do anything. We support this move. KRRC has demonstrated they don't care about what happens or what's going on. It's nothing to them, and it's always per the plan, and the plan changes every day. The heavy metal contamination in the sediment, which is being pushed up on our shores, is going to have to be removed, and apparently by us. That stuff is being trucked all the way down to south, about 170 miles is where they're pulling some of this stuff and disposing of it. We have water contamination. We're testing our well again because we only have one well to serve the area with clean water, and that one we should have a result back at the end of this week to see what's going on. Telling us the fish weren't going to go in the water when they knew the water was bad. Well, if they put the fish in, they died. We find out now it was because they had to save their money for getting a grant to put the fish in. So if they didn't put the fish in, they lost their money grant. So this is why they do anything. Our irrigation line, as Ann suggested, is buried. They both Mort, Laura Haslett and Mort McMillan have said they will get that line out for us. We aren't going to send our guys in that water at all. They haven't done it. We'll be after them again, so we'll see if we get any response there. Without our irrigation system, we'll be forced to use the domestic well for whatever we plan to maintain, and that will kill that well. It can't take that kind of treatment. We use that strictly for our fresh water, which we're testing again. Anyway, in all cases, there's a lot of money looking at us as a board of supervisors, or directors for KRRC, doing what they're supposed to be doing. And like I say, the only thing we get is a push off or whatever. Hopefully, we have an attorney we're working with right now. Our next meeting coming up will be with the attorney. We will not sign anything that KRRC gives to us to sign. That's what they've been doing to everybody. You sign here, you sign away all your rights. Okay, that is the game. They will sign what we have, we are not. So that's what we're looking for, is we're making up an agreement that will be satisfactory to us, and they need to sign. Thank you.
Thank you. Albert Kutsky. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Albert Kutsky. I'm a third generation fishing guide here in this river. And I'm here to support. There's about a dozen other fishing guides in this area, in Siskiyou County, that they support this state of emergency. So I'm here to represent them too. So, and thing I got to say is that everyone's saying this, the short term and long term. The long term, I read at one point, was 3 to 4 generations of fish. That's 12 to 16 years, okay? So what do we do in the meantime? I made my livelihood on this river all my life. My mortgage people aren't going to say, hey, just wait, it'll get better, because that's all they're saying, is just wait and see how it goes. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Well, in the meantime, when is it going to get better? You know, I got to pay my bills. This is how I made a living. So I just want to support this state of emergency and hopefully see something that happens with it. And thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Linda Ebert, and I just wanted to say I support your emergency declaration, and I appreciate very much your efforts to draft such a document. And it may help counter the narrative put forward by articles like this one from the San Francisco Chronicle of February 23rd, supporting the tribal narrative of how wonderful this is. I was struck by this particular picture because I've often taken it. It highlights the area right in front of my house, which is right there in the picture. Here's the reality of what it really looks like, and that's obscured by the rainbow in the picture and the darker quality of it. But here's what it really looks like. Sediment is the gift that keeps on giving, and we wish it were out of there, out of our reservoir footprint. We're concerned about air quality monitoring, and you folks did a lot us for air quality monitors, and we really appreciate that very much. One won't be placed on my property, even though I have a big frontage of land, because I don't have Wi-Fi, but I understand that all four monitors have probably been placed. So I'm glad to see that, because we do continue to worry about the air quality out there. So thank you very much for your efforts. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Susan Miller. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Susan Miller. I live on Copco Road along the Klamath River. This is for the record, as I'm sure you already know, that the river is a catastrophe. My neighbors and I used to enjoy it every summer. We went down there and cooled off, and now I don't even want to get near the river. So anyway, what just happened and is still happening to our Klamath River can be considered one of the most egregious, premeditated, intentional, man-made disasters that our state has ever known.
Thank you.
Everything in the river, fish, crawdads, turtles, otters, mollusks, and more are dead all the way to the ocean, 200 miles in all. I know, I used to float the river and there were all kinds of turtles, otters. I mean, it was beautiful. And now it is just a desert mess. All of the state and federal agencies who signed off and facilitated this disaster are negligent and culpable, as they knew ahead of time through the data and scientific evidence, as well as experience from the Condit Dam removal in Washington State, what would likely occur when the dams were breached. Yet they were complicit in this political agenda to destroy our county. If this analysis of the sediment lining the bottom and the sides of the river, as well as suspended within it for miles downstream, can be trusted, and I think it can, as it was analyzed by a certified lab in Medford, the former reservoirs and the Klamath River itself can be considered a Superfund site. Therefore, it is incumbent upon you as the supervisors of this county to bring state and national attention to this disaster by declaring a state of emergency so that proper funding can be made available for cleanup, and secondarily, to ensure that a pre-planned disaster of this nature never happens again. Thank you in advance for your attention to this critical and urgent matter.
Thank you. Yeah. I would ask that you would refrain from clapping when somebody's speaking. There's many people online that are trying to listen. It's being recorded and it muffles the speaker. So please keep that in mind because we all want to hear what the person has to say. William Simpson. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, board members. My name is William Simpson. I live on the river. I'm a rancher, and I'm a citizen scientist. So this morning coming in, I'm driving down the road, and on-site screener semi full of junk in the back coming up the road ran me off the road. It's the third time I've been run off the road. The trailer, when they're going around that narrow road, it's basically a little more than one lane now. And it's just big potholes, so everybody's like going around these potholes. So this guy's coming up the road, and he's going around the corner, and he's cutting the corner. So the trailer behind these trucks drags behind across the lane. If I had to take an immediate evasive maneuver and went in the ditch, his trailer would have rolled over my hood. Okay? That's happening up there a lot. We've already had two accidents in a matter of 2 months, right at the curb below our ranch. People going off the road there because there's gravel. The shoulder is soft. A woman went off the other night, the tenant night, 70-year-old woman, older car. I have her personal possessions. I found her checkbook on the ground the next day. I was down there looking at a baby horse being born, and I found all the wreckage that was left behind. A little bag of money. She had her grocery money in a little plastic bag. So I have that, and I'm trying to give it back to the highway patrol. They don't call me back. I called them, and I said, hey, yeah, I saw you guys were on scene the other night. I have the personal possessions of that person. Could you please let her know? I called her house. She's not answering. I don't know if she's hospitalized or not. The road is a disaster. That's just part of this massive disaster we're looking at. The river is full of sediment, and I mean full. I'm a commercial helicopter pilot, okay? I've done all kinds of different operations on three continents. I can tell you right now, there's nobody going to be dipping that river anywhere during fire season. It ain't happening. It's not happening. Okay? And the lakes are gone. We're in deep trouble. The hydrants don't work. It's one of these things that everything they tell you listens good. These people are experts at underrepresenting problems, at avoiding. I've heard this board several times ask Mark Branson, right to his face, a question as a CEO should know. And because the answer is not going to help him and makes him look bad, he says to this board, I don't know, I'll have to get back to you. And then he never gets back to you. And that's what he's been doing to the community. Nobody gets back to anybody. It's a farce. The mitigation fund is a farce. You could send them certified letters to your. I've sent certified letters to both KRC and to the mitigation fund. There is zero response from these people. This is a catastrophe, and I support the resolution for an emergency declaration.
Reynolds, Copper Lake. I want to thank the board and Jim Smith, the County Ag Commissioner, Darren and Eric from the County Ag Department so very much for taking the people of COPCO seriously and addressing our concerns about the state of emergency. Yesterday we were able to successfully install 4 air quality monitors around the lake. We're very grateful to your looking out for our very real concerns. It's seriously, truly heartbreaking that for the past 25 years, our concerns have been ignored by our state, federal, and regulatory agencies that are supposed to have the welfare of human health as well as the health of our wildlife be completely segregated to one particular species or group of people. As you know firsthand, how we have been ignored and our concerns pushed down the road. until we are now living with the unintended consequences, which were clearly articulated by us all along. Why even have the farce of these public interactions with these agencies if they do not listen to us? It's like Big Daddy patting us on the head while pushing us aside, while corporate sponsors pander to the flocks of adoring sheep. Thank you, Board, for standing with us and helping to show the full reality that is being censored by media and others who dare to violate the controlled narrative. For them, it's all going to plan. However, for residents who are seeing dead beaver, dead otters, and the rest of the collapse of our once thriving wildlife, it's an absolute tragedy with soul-filling heartache. We no longer have the incredible biodiversity that we have lived side by side with, and now have to contend with the dust storms forthcoming. The KRRC has promised things and failed to deliver time and time again. The clay, silt, sediments, toxic heavy metals must be removed, not planted over. Many of our seniors already have compromised upper respiratory issues. A lung infection or sinus problem could be deadly for them. This man-made environmental damage must be remedied at all costs. Residents must be safe in their homes. Our county residents and taxpayers must not have to bear the cost for something FERC and all the other agencies that signed off on this have allowed to happen. Please sign the declaration of the state of emergency. It's urgent and imperative.
Time.
I'm going to go online for a bit here. Anna, go ahead for the first one.
Thank you.
Good morning.
My name is Emily. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Thank you. My name is Emily Simmons. I'm on the board for our ranch in Hornbrook. We're the neighbors of KRCE. I just wanted to begin by saying I personally agree with everything that the director of KRCE said earlier in this meeting in her comments and all of the concerns that she raised. We have the same questions and concerns. Is the water safe? You know, if it's contaminated with heavy metal, is it safe for us to be watering the lawns in our campground with? Is it safe for us to use for irrigation? Is it safe for animals to be drinking? I'm assuming the answers to these questions is no, but there haven't been any official statements released by the environmental, I've lost my train of thought. But anyway, there haven't been any official statements released telling us, advising us what we should or should not be doing with the water other than to stay out of the water and not to drink it. So that would be one request I would have, is if the environmental agency could please release a more detailed list of precautions and suggestions. We also are very concerned about what is going to happen with the contaminated dust from the silt as it starts to dry out. And I just wanted to let the board know that we support the state of emergency. Our recreational-based business is already experiencing loss of income, and it's only going to get worse as this normally for us busy season comes, and we're not going to be able to utilize the river or our campgrounds as we normally would. So thank you for your time, and please, please push forward with this state of emergency.
Thank you. Good morning. Can you hear us?
Caller ending in 0126, it is your turn to speak.
No, we'll come back to that one, try another.
Caller ending in 27, 2753. It is your turn to speak.
Good morning. Can you hear us? Okay. Try another one. Is there a... What should they be doing on their end? Can you... Is it star...
Was it star six?
Six? Can you indicate that so that in case they're having trouble?
For those of you on Zoom, when it prompts you, if you could please hit star six to unmute yourself.
Good morning. I can hear somebody there.
Caller ending in 0126. Okay, it's your turn to speak.
Good morning. You're on. You're not coming in very clear.
Hello?
Go ahead to the next.
Caller ending in 2753. It is your turn to speak.
Good morning.
Hello, can you
hear
me? Good
morning, yes, there you are. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, my name is Becky Davis. I have a house on Copco, what used to be Copco Lake, and my mom and dad built their house on Copco Lake in 1980. 50 years ago, my mom and dad had a dream of building a house on a lake, and they chose Copco Lake, and they built a beautiful home. I took my 91-year-old dad up there last May because we were told we had to take his dock out. And the night that we finished taking my dad's dock out, he had a heart attack and died 7 weeks later. I don't know if Brandon Chris is there. My dad was Bob Davis, and my name is Becky Davis. And I know my dad had a lot of faith in Brandon to help with all these problems. I want to state that I support a state of emergency. It just breaks my heart what has happened up there. I am trustee for my parents' estate, and my dad had told me 13 years ago that his house was valued at over $650,000. Now I'm told if we'd be lucky if we can sell it for $200,000. And I am due to retire in 16 months, and I was hoping to go up and live in my home up there, and now I'm afraid to take myself or my dogs up there because of all the silt. I just wrote out a check last night for my property taxes, and I'm sincerely wondering why in the world I'm paying property taxes on a house that I'm afraid to even go to. So I appreciate all the help you all are giving us, and will you please declare a state of emergency and help us try to get our life and our home values back?
Thank you.
All right.
Roy Beard, it is your turn to speak.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call and say I support the declaration
your
of
name?
The state of emergency.
Ma'am, your name for the record?
Sorry, Loy Beardsmore.
Thank you.
So I support the declaration for the state of emergency. Having been an intervener before FERC, everything we said that would happen as a result of dam removal has happened, and much more. And who knows what will happen in the future as to what we didn't even guess might occur. Did the KRRC and the states and their agencies know what would occur? My answer would be yes. The KRRC has said they had a plan. They used to call it the definite plan. We called it the indefinite plan, that said that they would mitigate everything. And yet, as you've heard people say, they are not doing that. Their plan has always been inadequate because they don't have the technical ability to do what they say. Hopefully this declaration will help. Thank you.
Thank you.
Craig Tucker, it's your turn to speak.
My name's Craig Tucker.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Craig Tucker. I have a PhD in biochemistry from Vanderbilt University Medical School, and I work for the Karuk Tribe as their natural resources policy advocate. The danger of toxins associated with the sediment evacuation from the reservoirs is non-existent. The original news reports on this matter were circulated by an amateur journalist, not water quality scientists. In fact, no water quality scientist, no PhD chemist, no PhD biochemist is here to testify that the sediment is toxic, and not even the county's own memo on the matter was written by a water quality expert, and nor does it demonstrate there is a health risk. The fish mortality observed in the Klamath River has to do with low dissolved oxygen in the sediment at first flush, not heavy metals or any other toxin. This is plain and simple fear-mongering. I'll note that the Klamath River right now is safer and cleaner than any summer in the last few decades. Massive billions of toxic green algae that absolutely horrified EPA scientists, state water board scientists, and tribal water quality experts. We had to post the reservoirs and in some summers, the river all the way to the ocean, warning people against touching the water because of the massive risk associated with these blue-green algae blooms. We appreciate and understand that people are scared, but a few people with a political axe to grind has irresponsibly misinformed the public. There are not dead animals littering the river all the way to the ocean. It just isn't true. Fish biologists from the tribe, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, California Fish and Wildlife are all out there trapping fish, doing fish monitoring, and catching happy wild salmon in the traps. Our crews are in the water, nobody's sick, and the turbidity improves every day. People keep talking about how biodiversity and wildlife is being lost, and you're darn right they're being lost. Dams, diversions, poor fire management have devastated the Klamath ecosystem. Pink and chum salmon are eliminated from the Klamath. Candlefish extinct in the Klamath. Coho, darn near extinct, and spring chinook, darn near extinct, and fall chinook are not far behind. In fact, the returns of salmon are so bad on the Klamath that it has closed the West Coast commercial salmon fishery several years in the last decade. Dam removal is the single most significant thing we can do to reverse all of these trends. We're in the middle of implementing the world's largest salmon restoration project in history. This is huge. Of course it's causing immediate short-term impacts. It's like getting open heart surgery and it'll take time for the river to recover. But we expect this spring we'll observe dramatic declines in the fish disease parasites that have plagued juvenile salmon for years. We expect adult salmon to expand their range starting this fall, and we expect to see the toxic blue-green algae blooms that have plagued the climate in recent years to be eliminated. Every day, the short-term impacts are lessening. Hey, how about having the lightness of being the same grace that I gave you?
I need you to wrap up. I'm sorry.
So a little bit of civility, please. Every day, these short-term negative impacts lessen. Water quality improves, and restoration is moving forward. I appreciate the opportunity to comment.
Thank you. It does not help for recording this conversation when people in the audience are speaking towards the speaker. The speaker is speaking to the board, and we need to hear it. Thank you. Next.
Need to remind the 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Caller ending in 3833. It is your turn to speak.
Good morning. You have 3 minutes.
Hello, this is Holly Hansard.
Good morning. You have 3 minutes.
Yes. I'm in support of the emergency declaration. Please vote for, or whatever you do, for emergency declaration. You can find out later if it's not an emergency, but I think that it is an emergency, and this is not pseudoscience. It's first-hand observation. Even Craig Tucker said, well, of course there's going to be problems. Well, yes, there are problems, and the problems are leading to dead wildlife, toxic, all sorts of things. And there is an emergency that has been man-created by destroying what became part of the natural world and the natural habitat, our beautiful Kakko Lake with our beautiful dams, the hydroelectric generating dams. And some person or group of people made it into some social justice cause that made they made it sound like, oh, this is so great. Well, the reality is, no, it's not great. So I thank you for being there, for caring. I especially thank Ray for his work as a Board of Supervisors, and also Michael Kostoff, you're my supervisor. Please do everything you can right now to declare this as a state of emergency as a first step in making things better. Sometimes it's a silver lining. I don't know what the silver lining is in this. Yes, it's devastating to property owners. Yes, in the Wikipedia thing, it says, who often opposes it? Oh, property owners and land owners. Like we're bad? In any event, yes, I have a Kakko Lake place that's my late father's, but here I am, and we've all come up here because of our love of nature, our love of beauty, our love of the wildlife and the diversity, and we respect all people, and yet it is really hard to respect people who cause this devastation and harm and bring us into a state of devastation, all in the name of, they say, fish, but yet they're killing the fish too, so I don't know. So thank you for your time, and thank you for everybody who's here.
Good morning, you have 3 minutes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hi, my name is Regina Cicazola. I am a land owner on the Klamath River, but downriver from the reservoir. And I wanted to speak against the emergency declaration. There's many reasons why, but one of the most important maybe to Siskiyou County is having an emergency declaration saying the river is toxic when it is not, is going to harm recreation, and it's going to harm the fishing communities downriver at a time where people can't really afford that harm. We've had commercial fishing and recreational fishing shut down most of the time for the last 10 years. And part of it's because of the water quality impacts that are extremely serious coming out of the dam. We've had super crazy toxic algae turning the river green, and that's been all over the media. We've had massive fish kills of juvenile salmon, and that's been all over the media. And now we are having some sediment issues, and that is true, but they're coming in the winter. They're coming when we're not irrigating our lawns, when we're not in the river, and when we're not having large-scale recreation in the community. So to be putting out there an emergency declaration saying the river is toxic, that's not based in fact and not based on the actual science coming out, it's going to harm tourism. It's going to harm our communities at a time when dam removal is happening and it's in the media a lot. And if it's successful, it's going to bring tons of tourism and tons of people to the area. That said, I would like to say I am concerned about water quality and the animals in the river, but I do live here and I don't see any dead animals. We are seeing healthy fish downriver. So I just feel like people are really exaggerating what's going on, and they're exaggerating what's going on in a way that's going to really harm our community.
especially downriver communities, and especially the recreation industry, rafting, fishing, and things of that nature. As far as the water quality issues go, I do look forward to people paying attention to them, because we've had toxic algae and dead fish coming downriver for decades, and it really harms downriver properties, and it hurts downriver businesses. And I think now we have a chance to start to heal as a community. But yeah, the dams aren't the only water quality issues, and these dams are man-made, and for a lot of people, we feel like they've been a disaster because of the toxic algae, which is up to 4,000 times, sometimes much more, what's safe for us to come in contact with. My kid cannot go in the river. None of our local kids downriver can go near the river during summer months when they're hot, you know? So let's deal with some of these water quality issues. But they're not only coming from the dams, they're coming from things like big ag and not paying attention to what's happening to our watersheds. So if we all care now, let's work together. Let's try to solve some of these problems. But
time.
Declaring an emergency declaration at this time is going to hurt our tourism, it's going to hurt our community, and I urge you not to do it. And thank you for letting me speak today, and thank you for caring about this.
Caller ending in 4420, it is your turn to speak.
Good morning, you have 3 minutes.
Caller ending in 4420, it is your turn to speak.
Can you hear us? Try the next one, we'll come back.
Caller ending in 7224, it is your turn to speak.
Good morning. You have 3 minutes. No go. We'll come back to that one, and you might give the indication of what it takes to connect the star six.
For those of you on Zoom, if it prompts you, and we're prompting you to speak, if you could please hit star 6 to unmute yourself. Caller ending in 7.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning. You have 3 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Peterson. I live in Hornbrook near the Klamath River. I'd like to thank the Board of Supervisors for calling this meeting, and like to thank you for the people who showed up. The people who aren't getting paid, the residents. I'd like to say that there. Well, shame on these environmentalists, so-called environmentalists, the people who say that they care. People like ARIA, Unlimited Liability Corporation, KRRC. A nonprofit corporation, but I have to say, point out that these people are all making money with what's going on with the death in our community. I obviously support declaration for a state of emergency. There is no incentive to leave the river alone. This is a disaster for the fish, for the animals, and I heard Christy Yoshida said she let the silence speak. But right now, the river is silent. I don't know. People who live here know. The river is quiet. No one speaks for the crawdads, the otters, the beavers, the deer, the turtles, the frogs. Silence is it's deafening. It's an emergency. No one speaks for them but us. It's up to us. I'm concerned for the future. I'm concerned for, personally, I'm concerned for my own wells. Nobody's paying us to have our wells tested in advance to make sure that they're 5 years down the line, 2 years down the line, that they're, these toxic metals don't seep into our wells. It would have been really nice to have that luxury. We didn't realize that these toxic sediments that are coming down river we're all potentially in danger. It's not just the frogs and the otters and the beaver. And I mean, it's the humans.
I support the idea of stopping the flow of these toxic sediments in the riverbed. And thank you for listening to the people who live here. Thank you for listening to us, those of us who speak for those who can't speak. Thank you.
Thank you.
Caller ending in 7224, it is your turn to speak.
Good morning. Can you hear us? Next one.
Caller ending in 9019, it is your turn to speak.
Good morning. No? Try the next one. We'll come back. Oh, I heard somebody.
Yes, hi.
Good morning. You have 3 minutes.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hi, my name is Alan Anderson. I'm a stakeholder in some property on what used to be the lake. The entire front of our the lake was there in front of our place, and they used to have a bass contest, and they liked fishing out by where our cabin is because they caught more fish there. But now there's really no place for the bass except dead bodies down in the lower areas. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. We've been dealing with this. I could not believe that they actually would move forward with taking away something that was so important to the environment. Also, it was great fire protection there. We've actually was on the other side of the lake during the last couple of blazes that kind of ripped through there and burned the other side of the lake. And this is very scary, but we were there. And during the daytime, you see blue herons come in, all kinds of other birds, and white pelicans. I don't know where they come from, but there's a lot of migratory birds that come in. And the saddest thing I saw was the fact that there was an eagle, an American bald eagle, the one with the white hood, and then the black, mostly black feathers. You know, the one that's the USA, you know, USA symbol of America, you know, that eagle. And he was stuck in the mud. He had come down to grab some of the fish that were still alive in the muck and were flopping around. And he thought, oh, I got a free meal. And instead, the mud sucked him in and got his wings wet, so he didn't have it left, you know, with the wings. I can go on with this too much. I just would like to say that I really believe that it was sad that they went ahead with stuff. I wrote letters 13 years ago about how important it was to protect this environment. It's a migratory route. Quite a lot of different type of birds. I actually started thinking about putting a little book together before all this talk started about the dam coming out. And it's really quite sad because it's rare to have some of these natural lakes and waterways.
Time?
Downstream. And, okay, my time is up then?
I'll need you to wrap up.
Okay, I'll just wrap it up. I just want to say thank you for everybody that is putting efforts out to resolve this matter. And I'm glad you're there. I'm 500 miles away, but I'm really going to be going up in a couple of weeks, and I'm wondering what I'm going to see this time. Okay, God bless all of you, and thank you. Keep it up. And
next.
Amber, it is your turn to speak.
Hi there, my name is Amber Jameson, and I'm a property owner in Stones Bar along the Klamath River. My family has a rafting company on the Klamath River, and declaring a state of emergency would harm our business. For decades, the Klamath River has been filled with toxic algae that has prevented people from having contact with the river, and we're now so close to remedying the situation. Once the river has an opportunity to recover from decades of dam impacts, we can expect a huge increase in salmon in the upper basin, which is going to be a huge boon for our economy. But if the Siskiyou County declares a state of emergency when human health is not at risk, that would be a mistake. KRRC is complying with every agency permit requirement, and all of the water quality monitoring and mitigation measures are being implemented. There are currently no drinking water sources that come directly from the Klamath River, so I can't see how water quality impairment, which is the primary focus of this declaration, is impacting residents in Siskiyou County in a manner that constitutes as a state of emergency. The hatchery is currently raising 3.27 million healthy Chinook salmon, more than the state's annual goal of 3.25 million. And they're supposed to be released into the river, and that's beyond the juveniles that were released previously. And from now on, the officials plan to bypass the dam and truck remaining fish downriver, so there will be no more juvenile impacts. So I'm asking the board to deny this request for a state of emergency, since all the water permit requirements are being met, and KRRC is working with the county and has already successfully remedied impacts to drinking water sources and fisheries. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next.
Caller ending in 3930. It is your turn to speak.
Thank you. My name is Patty Vinico. I live in Ground Zero, about 50 feet up from the, on Kotko, what was Kotko Lake. 3 years ago, we got the letter saying, guess what, your house is going to fall down the cliff. Thank God it so far hasn't. That your well will go dry. And hey, by the way, we're taking your dock. So it's been a very traumatic year for me. But the most, being such a health oriented person, the worst, I moved here for my health, to get away from cell towers, to breathe wonderful air, to be in nature. And now my dream is dashed. I'm seriously considering moving. Maybe I have to. The scientist that called in, and the woman who said we were exaggerating, oh, please. I invite that scientist to come to my home, 17107 Patricia Avenue, and spend 15 to 20 minutes. I can't even go down to my dock area anymore. My eyes will start to burn. The delicate skin above my cheekbones starts to burn. And within about 10 or 15 to 20 minutes, my lungs, very deep, start to have a kind of weird ache. And I'm going, oh my God, the toxicity is real. This is not good. So I invite them to come and experience what once off my deck was paradise has turned into hell. And I want to thank all the brave people that are caring and for so many years, you know who you are, that, all of you, thank you. I had a kind of a PTSD moment where on the fourth day, now we have letters saying the drawdown should have been 6 months to a month, but it was in 4 days. On day four, I saw thousands of little fish mouths up at the surface, gasping, trying to get air, trying to breathe. And I just went, oh my God, the torture that their little bodies were going through. I care about animals. We do not have any more wildlife. The people previous are correct. We have some deer. That's about it. There's nothing. Everything almost is dead except for some vultures. So I'm sorry, I'm very emotional. It's been a very difficult year, but I it's a done deal. I understand that. I think there should be compensation for those of us who have suffered so much, but that's for another time. I do support the state of emergency. I think everybody, even the people that are misguided, I'll stop now, but please, this did not turn out quite as I'm sure everyone had expected. So let's fix it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything online? I don't see anything online, so I'm going to go back in-house. I have several here yet. Ms. Wendy, you're doing okay?
Yeah, let's get through public comment and take a break.
You're
going to
be a while yet. There's probably another 15-ish.
Let me just That's okay. Let me just stop this.